弟兄姐妹，大家早。
Dear brother, sister, good morning.
今天早上呢，我们一起要从诗篇121篇来领受神给我们的信息。
This morning we are going to receive the God's message from the Psalm 121.
大家知道呢，121篇是一篇上行诗歌。
And we all know the Psalm 121. It is the song of the ascent.
那为什么叫上行诗歌呢？
Why it is called a song of the ascent?
因为大家知道这个耶路撒冷的圣殿呢是在一个山上。
That is because the holy temple is located on the mountain in Jerusalem.
所以当大家要去敬拜耶和华的时候呢，是往山上走。
So everyone, when they want to go to the temple, they have the must going up.
所以叫上行之歌。
And that is the reason it is called a song of the ascent.
同时也被称为朝圣之歌。
And it is also called a pilgrimage song.
就是去朝拜、去敬拜这位伟大至高的神。
And that's because we want to go in to worship the great Lord.
所以你可以想一想，当时的人他要去耶路撒冷敬拜的时候，他的心情是何等的欢喜快乐。
So you can imagine when the worshiper, they when they're going up to worship their God, they are so happy.
所以当神的百姓在走这个山路的时候，他遥望远方。
So when they look at ahead, they will look at the far away.
因此他对自己说
And they will say to himself.
我们继续看第一节。
And let's look at the first verse.
他说我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来呢？
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?
然后他说我的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And then the continue, my help comes from the Lord.The maker of heaven and earth.
大家注意到这是一个很有趣的自问自答的方式吗？
And I want everybody pay attention. This is the point to ask himself and answer by himself.
首先作者知道他自己是一个需要帮助的人。
The author knows that he is someone who needs help.
那到底谁能够真正的帮助他呢？
And who can really help him?
就是这一位能够造天地的耶和华。
It is this Lord who made heaven and earth.
那为什么作者要特别强调是造天地的耶和华可以帮助他呢？
Why do the author emphasize the Lord who made heaven and earth?
因为在当时仍然有很多的人拜偶像的。
Because at that time there were still many idol worshippers.
大家都知道这些假神眼不能看，口不能言，耳不能听的偶像。
We all know the false gods are idols who cannot see with their eyes, nor speak with their mouth.
原因很简单嘛，都是人的手造出来的。
Because they are made by hand.
所以更不要说这些偶像哪里有能力能够创造宇宙万物呢？
Not to mention the ability of these idols to create the world.
所以我们理解到这个偶像呢完全是人的产品。
So we do know that all the idol complete is the human product.
从古到今都是如此的。
And from the ancient time until right now they are all the human product.
有的偶像他掌管这个人的生育。
Some idols manage the childbirth.
有的偶像呢，他掌管这个雨水农作物。
Some idols manage the rain and the crop.
那中国人最喜欢的是什么呢？
And what is the Chinese favorite?
财神爷。
And the Chinese favorite is the god of the wealth.
财神爷都有各式各样的。
And even the god of the wealth, they are to have the variety.
有的人喜欢拜关公了，把关公拜变成财神爷了。
And then in the Chinese culture, they like to worship the 关公, and actually is one of the god of the wealth.
只要你去拜一拜他，你就可以发财了，真的吗？
And because as long as you worship him, you can get rich. Really?
总而言之，全世界有各式各样的偶像。
There are tens of thousands of the idols all over the world.
但是其实是真正的自欺欺人嘛。
In fact, it is really self-deception.
因为这都是撒旦魔鬼用来迷惑人的一个骗局。
Those are all scams used by the Satan devil to confuse people.
非常可惜，有很多的人上当。
Unfortunately, many people are fooled.
所以我们要理解一个真理，就是只有一位独一的真神，他有能力来创造宇宙万物。
So we need to understand one truth. There's only one true God in the universe.
那我们需要更进一步的来认识神的特点是什么。
So we need to further to understand the characteristic of God.
大家还记得摩西问神说怎么称呼你呢？
Do you remember the Moses asked the God, "What is your name?"
神回答他说，我是，就是我是嘛。
The God answered, "I am who I am."
因为当时埃及有各式各样很多的偶像。
And there was various false gods in Egypt at that time.
不同的偶像都有不同的名字。
False gods have the different names.
只有耶和华是独一的真神。
Only Jehovah is the only true God.
神没有回答摩西说，我以前是，或者我将来是什么？
The God did not answer Moses, say, I was or I will be.
神的回答很有意思。
And that's interesting for God's answer.
当神说我是，意思就是我现在就是，而且我永远就是。
When God answered Moses, say,Because I am, it means now and always will be.
我们大家都知道，神是创造时间和空间的神。
Everyone knows that God is the God who created the time and space.
啊，所以他在时间空间以外。
He is beyond time and space.
他完全不受时间空间的限制。
He is completely independent of time and space.
当然，他也可以选择进入到时空之内。
Of course, he can also choose to enter the time.
啊，我们有 PowerPoint 的话，你可以看一下。
So we got the slides there, so you can look at the slide.
所以神的特性是他无所不在，而且是无所不能的。
So the characteristic of the God is our God is the omnipresent and an omnipotent.
以马内利的神就是与我们随时随地同在的神嘛。
The God of the Emmanuel is the God who is with us.
所以可见主耶稣和我们有密不可分的关系。
The Lord Jesus has an inseparable relationship with us.
因此我们理解到神的同在就是我们最大的安慰和保障。
His presence gives us the greatest comfort and protection.
今天的题目是你需要帮助吗？
Today's topic is, do you need help?
坦白说，我们每一个人都需要帮助的。
Frankly speaking, everyone needs the help of others.
我们小的时候需要爸爸妈妈的帮助，我们才能长大嘛。
When we were kids, we need the help of the parents so we can grow up.
在学校里面，我们需要老师的帮助啊，我们的功课才会做得好。
In school, we need the help of the teacher to complete our assignment.
我们出门在外需要朋友的帮助啊。
When going out, we need the help from friends.
我们生病的时候需要医生的帮助。
When you are sick, you need a doctor's help.
由此可见，我们人生在不同的阶段、不同的环境，都需要别人的帮助。
It can be seen that we need a different help at every stage of our lives.
然而事实上，这些帮助的背后，最大的帮助是来自于神。
However, the greatest help behind this is actually from God.
尤其我们做神的儿女的。
Especially be the children of God.
因为神垂听我们的祷告。
And God hear our prayer.
神就在不同的环境中拣选不同的人成为我们随时的帮助。
Because the God will give us timely help in different environment through different people.
很多弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历。
And a lot of brothers and sisters, we have this experience.
你可以说一次是偶然，两次是偶然，三次就不是偶然，四次、五次、六次就更不是偶然。
Maybe you can say one time is occasionally, the second time occasionally, but when it happens so many times, it's not occasionally.
诗人在这里说，他说他知道他的帮助是从造天地的耶和华而来的。
The poet shows us what he says. He knows where his help comes from.
这也提醒我们，我们的帮助同样是从造天地的耶和华而来的。
This reminds us.Our help also comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
所以当我们在寻找人的帮助之前，我们需要先祷告来寻求神的帮助。
So before we seek human help, we should pray for God's help.
先找神，再找人，这个次序不要弄错。
Find God first and then someone. This order cannot be wrong.
把神永远放在你生命中的第一位。
God always comes first.
同意的人请说阿们。
If you agree, please say amen.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
什么叫做尊主为大？
And what mean we put the God comes first?
在任何艰难环境当中，任何需要帮助的时候，你先想到、先祷告是神，然后再去找。
That means when you go through any difficulty, the first thoughts come to your mind should be the God first.
请我们大家再看第三节。
Let's continue to read verse 3.
他说他必不叫你的脚摇动，保护你的必不打盹。
The God will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.
作者为什么说神必不叫你的脚摇动呢？
Why the author say in the verse 3, God will not let your foot slip?
因为当时走那个山路，那个路是、很难走的，很不好走的，是旷野崎岖、不好 走的路。
Because the road at that time was very difficult, it went through the wilderness and the mountain road.
当时的鞋子也是很普通的，就像今天的凉鞋一样，也是很容易走坏的。
And the shoes people wore at that time were also very simple and easy to worn out.
所以你如果不注意、不小心，很可能就会摔跤嘛。
If you are careless, you will fall.
所以作者说，他必不叫你的脚摇动。
Therefore, the points in the verse 3 say, He will not let your foot slip.
当然你也可以延伸解释为在人生的道路上耶和华必定保守你的脚不会跌倒。
Of course, you can extend it to explain that. In the path of life, the Lord will protect you from fall.
然后、继续在第三节下半节说保护你的必不打盹。
And continue on the second half of the verse 3, it said,He who watch over you will not slumber.
第四节他又重复一遍说保护以色列的也不打盹也不睡觉。
The points emphasized on the verse 4. Indeed, he who watch over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
我们人类的时候最需要的就是好好的睡一觉。
You know, when we feel tired, the first thing we want to do is go to sleep.
我永远记得20年前我还在小石城的时候。
I still remember 20 years ago when I lived in the Little Rock.
通常我吃完了午饭总是会打个盹、稍微、睡一下、小睡一下。
And usually after lunch, and I need to take a nap.
同样是七月份的一个夏天。
And I still remember the summer.
那我太太去把小孩子从这个 VBS 接回来，在家一起吃午饭。
And my wife.Pick up my two children from the church, the VBS.
吃完了饭，我有点累了，就要上去去睡觉去休息了。
After the lunch, I felt tired, so I going upstairs to take a nap.
我正要上楼去休息的时候。
Why going upstairs?
啊，这个有人敲我的房门。
And someone knocked our door.
哦，就是门口有两个是收那个 recycle 的啊，两个。朋友啊，黑人朋友啊，他说你们家的这个车门呐、啊、是关起来，怎么冒黑烟了、啊、
？And there's the two people, they just knock my door and just tell me there's the smoke come from our garage door.
结果我们从里面一看，哇，这个车房里面啊已经失火了。
And the result was a fire inside the garage.
啊，很有可能是点蚊香所引起的。
And it may be caused by the mosquito coil.
很快的，整个房子就烧掉了一大半。
And then it very fast the house is the burn out the half of it.
啊，我还记得我买了一部新车，也整个全部烧掉了。
And at time we just have a new car, it's also burn out.
我记得那一幕，就是当我从家里面这个厨房的门从里面开这个往车房外面一开，看到那个火扑上来的时候，我吓了一大跳。
And I still remember when I from my house to want to walk into the garage. When I opened the door between my house and garage, and there's the big fire come up.
那时候我太太跟两个小孩子还小，大概五六岁、七八岁，在 living room 看电视。
And at that time, my wife and my two children at that time about like 5 or 6 years old, and they were watching TV in the living room.
我就大叫一声 ，Fire! 失火了，快逃啊
！And I just big scream saying, "Fire! Let's run about it."
哦，那个时候只有先夺门而出，先逃命要紧啊。
So at that time, the most important thing we have to run out of the house.
房子烧掉了。
And of course, the house burned up.
车子也完全烧毁了。
And the cars also burn out.
但是我心里充满了感恩，因为神保守了我们全家四个人的性命。
But I appreciate God because the thanks to the Lord for keeping the life of the four people in my family.
如果那两个收 recycle 的司机稍微早一点走过，可能我们整个房子爆炸了，我们都不知道。
And I want to thank you, the two drivers of the garage truck. If they did not knock our door and tell us, I think we would lose our life.
就在那个很重要的时刻，我们家是一个死胡同啊。那个收这个 recycle 的刚刚进来，看到我们家冒黑烟了。
And because at that time our house is on the dead end, so when the garage truck they come over, they just see the smoke come out from our garage.
让我再一次真实的经历了神的保守，神的救赎。
So I really experienced the God's protection and care.
大家还记得在列王记下六章，当时那个亚兰人和以色列人正在征战。
In the Second Kings at that time, the Arameans and the Israel fight.
那亚兰王的大军呢，整个了围困了以色列人的城市。
King Araman's army besieged the Israel cities.
那神的仆人以利沙，他的这个仆人，他还有一个仆人，早上起来一看，哇，这么多敌军围上来了。
The prophet Elisha's servant got up in the morning and saw many enemies.
所以他的仆人就很害怕。
And they are really terrified.
他就赶快来告诉以利沙说：“怎么办啊？这么多的敌军全部围困我们没有希望了。”
So the servant to run to the Elisha and ask the Elisha, "What should we do?"
但是以利沙却告诉他的仆人说
：“Elisha said to the servant."
啊，我们来读一下王下的六章十六到十七节好吗？
Let's go to read the Second Kings, the chapter 6, verse 16 to 17.
来，神人说，不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。以利沙祷告说，耶和华，求你开这个少年人的眼目，使他能看见。耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕着以利沙。
All right, let's read the second king. Well, I'm just reading from my Bible here. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. 17. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of the horses and the chariots of the fire all around Elisha.
当以利沙向神祷告的时候，
When Elisha prayed to the Lord,
求神开他仆人的眼睛。
And he prayed, O Lord, open my servant's eye.
他就看见一个真实的异象。
So he can see the vision.
一般人看不见的。
And nobody can see it.
他看到的是所有很多的这个火车这个战军战马在这个空中。
So the servant be able to see the hill full of the horses and the chariot of the fire all around the mountain there.
我想这个仆人当时一定非常非常的震惊嘛。
And I believe the servant was surprised at that time.
就像诗人在这里第五节第六节这里所说的。
Just like the points on the verse number 5 and 6.
保护你的是耶和华。耶和华在你右边荫庇你，白日太阳必不能伤你，夜间月亮也必不害你。
The Lord watch over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
那我们看见神是何等愿意保护我们。
So we can see God is willing to protect us.
不论白天还是晚上，不论你在家还是在外面，神都愿意看顾保守我们。
No matter whether it is day or night, whether you are at home or outside, God is waiting to take care of us.
当你仔细想一想，这是何等大的恩典。
Think about it. What a great grace.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
那今天我们知道，在美国的社会非常的动荡不安嘛。
The society in the United States today is very the turbulent.
其实我们真的需要为啊这些警察来祷告。
In fact, we really need to pray for the American police.
根据调查，98%的警察都是好警察。
According to the survey, 98% of the police are good police.
他们每天可是冒着生命的危险来帮助我们。
They risk their life.Every day to protect us.
我们要理解，警察也是人。当他每天出门，他的老婆孩子不知道晚上还能不能看到他回家。
And we want to know the policemen. They are the human. Every day when they leave the house, go to work, they still have their wife, their family, their children is waiting for them.
如果有人打911，根本没有警察来，你觉得怎么样？
If they have emergency, you call the 911, and there's no policeman showed up, what will you do?
所以我们要为这些警察祷告，我们要为很多的市长、州长这些政府的领导祷告。
So we really need to pray for our police, also pray for our mayor and governor and the leader.
就是求神给他们智慧，还有正确的观念来面对很多的难题。
We ask God to give them the wisdom and have the correct concept to face today's problems.
而且要明智的、勇敢的拿出有效的方法来制止暴力的这个蔓延。
They must bravely and wisely come up with an effective method to stop the act of the violence.
弟兄姐妹都有属灵的看见。
And we need to have this spiritual vision.
在这个末世的时代，我们看见撒旦的工作非常可怕。
And we see in this era of the eschatology, the work of the devil is terrible.
撒旦的工作就是颠倒是非，迷惑人心。
And because he reverses right and wrong, make the bad thing good.
撒旦的工作就是把错的说成是对的，不好的把它说成是好的。
The work of the Satan is to say the wrong things, make right.
因为撒旦的目的就是唯恐天下不乱，越乱撒旦越高兴。
The Satan's purpose is to make the world become chaotic.
那圣经一开始就告诉我们，撒旦从起初就是说谎的。
The Bible tells us that the devil lies from the beginning.
一直在说谎，以至于很多人上当受骗。
He keeps lying, and many people have been deceived.
有的时候我一直在想啊，我实在不明白什么叫做谎话说一千遍就变成真的了。
I really don't understand why a lie becomes true after repeating 1,000 times.
谎话说一千遍就变成真的了吗？
A lie becomes true after repeating 1,000 times.
忘记了一开始它就是谎话嘛。
But don't forget it is the lie in the beginning.
它既然是谎话，说一千遍、一万遍，它仍然是谎话。
It is a lie. It doesn't matter you repeat 1,000 times. It is still a lie.
不然为什么叫谎话呢？
This is the reason it is called a lie.
所以今天我们必须要靠主站立的稳。
So today we must be stand firm by the law.
我们必须要拒绝所有的谎言。
We need to refuse all lies.
坚持耶稣基督的真理。
We uphold the truth of the Lord.
而且要靠主来打击魔鬼。
And we need to rely on the Lord to fight the devil.
就是要拆穿魔鬼所有的谎言。
We need to break through all the lies of the devil.
这样才能帮助已经上当的人清醒过来。
And help the fool to wake up.
从黑暗进入到光明里面。
And walk into the light of the God from darkness.
另外呢，魔鬼对神儿女最厉害的一招，就是让我们害怕，让我们不断的担心。
Also, the devil's greatest trick to God's children is to make us afraid and worry.
难怪在圣经里面，神重复很多次告诉我们，当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
No wonder the Bible repeats us many times.That we should be strong and brave. Don't be afraid.
原因很简单，因为魔鬼根本不是神的对手。
The reason is very simple because the devil is not an opponent of God at all.
何况我们的主耶稣已经从死里复活了，得胜了撒旦的权势。
Moreover, the Lord Jesus has been raised from the dead.
有一天，主耶稣还要再来。
One day, the Jesus will return.
当主再来的时候，他要把撒旦摔进地狱的永火里面，永世不得翻身。
At that time, the devil will be thrown into the eternal fire of the hell by the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，当我们认定我们的主是大有能力、威严、权柄的时候，我们就没有什么值得去害怕。
Brothers and sisters.We must recognize that our Lord is the powerful and the majestic Lord, so there's nothing to fear.
我们当效法约书亚的榜样了。
We should follow the Joshua's example.
就是要刚强壮胆，不要惧怕。
And that means we need to be strong and stand firm.
百分之百的信靠神给我们的应许。
We should 100% trust our Lord's promise.
大家还记得但以理的故事吗？
Do you remember the story of the Daniel?
当但以理被丢进狮子坑的时候，
When Daniel was thrown into the lion den,
那些狮子可是饿了很久，非常饥饿的。
And at that time, the lions were very hungry.
但是因为有神的保护，
But with the God's protection,
结果那些狮子就像小狗一样啊，非常的温驯。
As the result, the lion were very gentle like puppies.
以至于当时的尼布甲尼撒王认识到独一的真神就是耶和华。
At that time, the king, the Nebuchadnezzar, they recognized the God is the only true God.
还有但以理的三个朋友。
And there are 3 friends of the Daniel.
因为他们坚持拒绝敬拜那个金像。
And because they refused to worship the image of the God.
就被丢进这个烈火的这个火窑里啊啊，也想把他们烧死。
And they were thrown into the blazing furnace.
但是神迹发生了。
But miracle happened.
火窑里面不是三个人，而是四个人。
And there's not only three men in the blazing furnace, there has four.
这个火怎么大怎么烈，就是烧不死这三个人。
So it doesn't matter how furious the fire, they never burn out these three friends.
当但以理的三个朋友从火窑中出来的时候
，When the three friends of the Daniel came out of the blazing furnace.
他们身上完全没有被这个火烧的这种气味，一点都没有。
They have no sign of being burned.
这就是神的保护，神的奇迹。
And this is the God's protection and the miracle.
然后这也印证了诗人在第七节所说的，耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
This confirms the point said in verse 7. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
只要我有机会，我常常跟福音朋友分享。
When I got a chance, I like to share with a gospel friend.
我说我们所信的不是一套理论。
And I tell them the God we believe is the God you can definitely experience.
哦，是。也不是一些形而上的这些哲学。
And what we believe is not some metaphysical concept.
我们所信的神是你绝对可以真实在你生活中经历再经历的神。
And the God we believe is you definitely can express him.
因为他是又真又活的神。
Because he is a true and a living God.
而且是独行其事的神。
He performed wonder and miracles.
在这个地球上有千千万万的人可以为他做见证。
There are thousands of the people who can witness him on the earth.
不只是以前的人，现在的人，还有以后的人，都可以为神做见证。
There are not just the former people, but also the current people, even the later people.They can witness.
世界不断的改变，但是我们的神永不改变。
And the world will change, but our Lord will never change.
我们来读希伯来书十三章八节。
Let's read the Hebrew chapter 13, verse 8.
请，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远是一样的。
Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
所以我们的主对我们的爱是永不改变的。
So the Lord loves us is never changed.
他说他以永远的爱来爱我们。
And he will love us with an everlasting love.
而且是爱我们到底。
And he loves us to the end.
其实有的时候我们知道我们自己并不可爱嘛。
And sometimes we know we are not lovable.
我知道我跟我太太吵架的时候，我就很不可爱。
And I know when I have a quarrel with my wife, I'm not lovable.
我们常常一点都不可爱。
And a lot of times we are not lovable.
但是神仍然爱我们到底。
But the God loves us to the end.
感谢赞美神。
Praise Lord.
他常常伸出他大能的膀臂来带领我们，来帮助我们归正。
The God often stretch out His arm to protect us.
大家还记得当以色列人出埃及的时候呢
？And everybody knows when the Israelites left Egypt.
哦，后面有埃及的骑兵啊，军马来追赶。
And they were chased by the chariots of the Egypt.
那当以色列人将近一百万走到红海的时候，他们心里想：哇，绝望了。
When there's the million the Israelites reach to the Red Sea, they are depressed.
后面有追兵，前面是大海，怎么办呢
？And because on the front of them they faced the Red Sea, and on the back they were chased by the chariots.
这个时候，摩西就迫切祷告。
And this time, the Moses prayed urgently.
当摩西祷告以后，伸出神给他的杖。
And when Moses prayed urgently and stretched out the staff,
红海就在一百多人面前分开了。
The Red Sea, the water was divided before their eyes.
以至于以色列人可以走过红海，走干地走过去。
So that the people of the Israel can cross the Red Sea dry.
当他们过了红海以后，后面的埃及的追兵啊追赶到了。
And when the chaser also chased into the Red Sea,
他们也追进红海里面。
And they also walk into the Red Sea.
这个时候，原来分开的红海就完全的大海复合了。
And that time the sea went back to its place.
弟兄姐妹，还有福音朋友，这就是上帝的保护。
Brothers and sisters and all the gospel friends, this is the God's protection.
这就是上帝对他百姓的拯救。
And this is the God's salvation.
这也印证了诗人在这里第八节所说的。
And this is to confirm like the point said in the verse 8.
第八节说，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
昨天是美国国庆。
And yesterday is the Independence Day.
哇，晚上很多人都放这个烟火。
And you can hear a lot of people to play the firecrackers.
非常热闹。
It's very busy.
可能很多人在你家的前院后院都看到，哇，晚上很漂亮，很热闹啊，很多的庆祝美国国庆。
And yesterday night, maybe you already heard, and you can see the fireworks, and it's very busy yesterday night.
这个国家是一个尊神伟大的国家。
And this country is the country fear our God.
所以很多的人仍然充满了盼望嘛。
So a lot of people will still have hope.
虽然现在疫情蛮严重的。
And right now, the current pandemic is still very dangerous.
但是我们继续祷告。
But we still continue to pray.
我们相信总有一天这个疫情会慢慢慢慢的减少的。
We believe one day the pandemic will be decreased.
当然，大家出去啊，比方说你去 grocery 买东西，你还是要戴口罩。
Of course, everyone must wear the mask when you go grocery shopping.
做好我们当做的一些防范的啊这些措施。
We should do our duty to protect ourselves.
但是我要讲的重点就是我们的内心不需要恐惧和害怕。
But the key point today is I want to say there is no need for the fear and worry.
因为诗人说，无论我们出，我们入，我们的神必定保护我们。
Because no matter whether we go in or out, God will always protect us.
今天我们既然是神的儿女，
And today we are the children of God.
我们就要活出一个平安的见证来。
So we are going to live the peacefully as the testimony.
重要的话要再说一遍。
So I want to emphasize the key point here.
既然是神的儿女，就要在这个时候活出一个平安的见证来。
As the children of God, so we are going to live the peacefully as the testimony to the people.
同意的人请说。
If you agree, please say amen.
如果我们做了基督徒，我们也跟世界人一样，哎呀，很害怕，很慌张啊，看了多多负面的新闻，哎呀，很 depressed 啊。那你跟信跟不信有什么两样呢？
So there's no difference if you as the children of God, you still live with fear and worry.
读了半天圣经，听了很多的道，完全没有用啊。
And even you read a lot of the Bible, and then you listen a lot of the sermon, there's no use.
我们要知道我们信心的对象是这一位造天地的耶和华，他会帮助我们。
So we need to know the center of our belief is the Lord, the maker of the heaven and earth.
我们要把一切的荣耀都归给他。
And we deserve to give him all the glory.
我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你将诗篇121篇摆在我们面前。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you to give us the Psalm 121.
虽然这个疫情还是很严重。
And even the pandemic is still very dangerous.
虽然这个社会还是有些的动荡。
Even the society is very turbulent.
但是求你加添我们的信心。
We ask for you to give us faith.
扩大我们的爱心。
And to expand our love.
增强我们的盼望。
And give us hope.
让我们能够靠着你的真理，在这个末世的时候能够站立得稳。
So we can stand firm in this the eschatology time. We can stand firm with your words.
我们求你帮助我们活出一个平安得胜的见证来。
And we ask you so we can win this battle with you.
祷告感谢，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
So all the praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.